Revi. Vaydaber Moshe el Aharon, and Moshe said to Aharon, Velelozor velisomar bonov hanesorim, and also to Elozor and Isomar, his remaining children. The reason why Elozor and Isomar are referred to as the remaining children, Rashi explains, because really all of Aaron's children should have died on this day. The reason why they were chayav misa was because of Aaron's avera, because he did the yegel. It's just that Moshe's tefillah helped on half of them, and Elozar and Isamar were the ones that were spared. Therefore, they were called the Banav Hanisarim, the ones who were spared from the Misa. What did he tell Aaron, Elozar, and Isamar? Kechu es ha-mincha. Take the mincha. Which mincha? Two minachos were brought on that day. The minchas shmini, the mincha for the eighth day of Miluim, which we mentioned in Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalet, that they brought a mincha that day, and also the mincha of Nachshon ben Aminadab. The Nasiim brought karbonos on each day, one nasi a day, on the first 12 days of Nisan, because of the inauguration of the Mizbeach. And the first one to bring his karbon was Nachshon ben Aminadab, and one of his karbonos was a karbon mincha. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, two minachos were brought, the mincha of Yom Shmini Lemiluim, and the mincha of Nachshon ben Aminadab. And Moshe was telling Aaron and Elazar and Isamar to take the mincha, Haneseres Me'ishi Hashem, what remained of this mincha from the fire offering, after they brought the kmitza on the Mizbeach, they shall take the remainder of this mincha, V'chlu Matzois Eitzel HaMizbeach, and eat it Matzois near the Mizbeach, Ki Kodesh Kodashim Hi, because it's Kodshe Kodshim. Although we know already from Parshas Vayikra and Sav that a mincha must be eaten in the Azara, and it must be eaten matzois and not chametz, so why is it repeating this din by the mincha of Nachshon and the mincha of Shmini? Rashi explains because this was a one-time mincha, a mincha shah, and we never learned about such a mincha what the dinim are. Therefore, the pasuk has to repeat it and tell us that it had the regular din of a regular mincha. And just like a regular mincha has to be eaten matzos in the Azara, lezachrei kahuna, to the male kohanim, here also it had the same halacha. And Rashi says that the pasuk is also telling us that Aaron and his children should eat the remainder of this mincha even though they were oinanim. And oinan is one whose relative died on this day. And usually an oinan is usher to eat kachim. The pasuk is telling us that on this day there was a different halacha, and Aaron and his children should eat the remainder of the mincha, even though they were in a state of aninus. Va'achaltem oiso b'mokem kadosh, and you shall eat the remainder of this mincha b'mokem kadosh in a holy place in the Azara, ki chakcha, because it is your portion, v'chak banecha, and your children's portion, me'ishi Hashem, from the fire offering of Hashem. After you bring the kemitza on the Mizbeach, the remainder goes to Aaron and his children. And the reason why it says chakcha v'chak banecha is because a female kohen is not allowed to eat kodshe kadoshim, and this mincha was kodshe kadoshim, therefore it only says chakcha v'chak banecha. Ki chen tzuvesi, because so I was commanded that you should eat it even though you are in a state of aninus. Now the pasuk is talking about the carbon shlomim that was brought on that day, like we saw earlier in Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalet, that shlomim, sharva ayel shlomim, were also brought on that day. And the pasuk says that Aaron and his children should eat the chaza and the shoik of these shlomim, v'chazei tnufa, and the breast that was weighed, v'shoik ha-truma, and the thigh that was lifted, teichlu b'makam tar. You shall eat the makam tar in a pure place. Why in Pasuk Yud Gimel does it say makam kadosh, and over here in Yud Dalet it says makam tar? Because in Pasuk Yud Gimel it is referring to the mincha, and a mincha is kachay kadoshim, which has to be eaten in the azara, which is makam kadosh. But chazav eshoik of eshlamim is kachim kalim. Kachim kalim can be eaten anywhere in the Machane Yisrael. The Machane Yisrael is called makam tahar because it is pure from entering of the Mitzrayim. A Mitzrayah is sent out of all three Machanos, is not allowed to enter into the Machane Yisrael, and that's why the Machane Yisrael is called Makim Tar. It is a tar from a Mitzrayah. So it shall be eaten, b'makim tar, and in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, anywhere in Yerushalayim, ata you, uvanecha, and your sons, uvanaisecha, itach, and your daughters with you. The reason why over here it also mentions your daughters is because daughters may also eat kachim kalim. Because it is your portion and the portion of your children that was given from the carbon shlamim of the Bnei Yisrael. The reason why it says over here is because although The female kohanim may eat kachim kalim, but they do not get a portion. They do not receive a portion. That's why it only says chok bonecha. Shoika truma v'chazei atnufa. The thigh that was lifted and the breast that was waved, al isha halavim yaviu, it shall be placed on top of the fats, lahanif tnufa lefnei Hashem, in order to wave it before Hashem. And it shall be for your children with you as an everlasting decree, kasher tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded. In this pasuk we see that the chaz of Ishoik were placed on top of the chalavim. And Rashi and Parshas Tzav mentioned that there was a stira, there was a contradiction, because in some places it says that the chalavim were on top of the chaz of Ishoik, in other places it says that the chaz of Ishoik were on top of the chalavim, like we see in this pasuk. And Rashi answers the contradiction by saying that it depends at which stage of the hakrava we are talking about. At the time of Truma and Tnufa, when it is being lifted and waved, then the Shoik and the Chaza are on top, like we see in this Pasuk. But at the time of Haktara, when it is being brought on the Mizbeach, at that point it is flipped over into the hand of another Kayin, making the Chelev, the Chalavim, on top, and the Chaza v'Shoik on bottom. Rashi is also medayik by the fact that we find many times that by Shoik it says Truma and by Chaza it says Tnufa, even though both of them were both waved and lifted up and down. And Rashi says, Lo yadanu, we do not know why the Torah says Truma by Shoik and Tnufa by Chaza. So we see over here a tzivoy from Hashem that even though Aaron Uvanov were oinanim, still they should eat the remainder of the mincha and the Chaza v'Shoik of the Shlomim. Zakrashi Hanaisarim. Why were the children of Aharon, Elazar and Isamar referred to as Naisarim? Minamisa, they were the ones that remained from the Misa. Melame, this teaches you, Sha'af Aleim Niknas Misa, that even upon them there was a Chiv Misa, Alavoina Egel, because of the Avera of the Egel, because Aaron did the Egel. Hu Shenemar, this is what the Pasuk says, Uva Aaron, the son of Hashem, Oidlash Midoi, Hashem was very angry at Aharon to destroy him. Whenever we find a lashon of hashmada, destruction, it means killing the children. Shenema, like it says in Amos, Va'ashmit Piryo Mimal, and I will destroy his fruit from above, referring to his children. So really, all of Aaron's children should have died because of the avera of the egel. But the tefillah of Moshe nullified half of the decree, and only two of them died. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Va'espalo Gam ba'araharan ba'esahi. I davened also for Aharon on that day. Gam is coming to include his children. Kichu es ha-mincha, take the mincha. Afa pishatem oinanim, even though you are in a state of aninos, ukachim asur la'oinin. And kachim are asur, prohibited. To an oinin, still you shall eat the rest of it. Es ha-mincha, which mincha are we referring to? Zu mincha shmini u minchas nachshon. The mincha of the eighth day of miluim, and also the mincha of nachshon min amidadu. Vichlu matzois, and eat them matzois. Matam loimer, why is it telling us again that a mincha should be matzois? Since this mincha was brought by the congregation, it was a one-time mincha. The mincha of Nachshon was never brought again. And the mincha of Shmini Miluim was also something brought only on that day. We do not find a mincha like this ever brought again. The Torah has to repeat that it has a regular din of all other minachos that has to be eaten in the Azara. Matzois and not chametz. V'chok bonecho ain labonis choik b'kachim. The daughters of the kahanim do not have a choik, are not allowed to eat kachim kachim. Kichein tuvesi baninus rechlu. Because so I was commanded that you shall eat it, even though you are in a state of aninus. V'schazei atnufa shel shalmei tzibur. And the chaza and the choik of the shalmei tzibur, the shor v'ayel l'shlamim mentioned earlier, shall be eaten. Were the first ones eaten b'makim tame? Why does it say in pasuk Yud Gimel makim kadosh and over here makim tame? And that Rashi says Elo harishonim shem kachay kadoshim. In pasuk Yud Gimel we are referring to a mincha which is kachay kadoshim, whose kaku lachilosim b'makim kadosh. Over there it was necessary for them to eat it in a holy place in the Azara. Aval elu, but these kachim kalim, the shlamim ain't srichim toichakloim. They do not need to be eaten in the walls inside the curtains of the Azara. Aval srichim heim leyachel toich machni Yisrael, but they must be eaten within the machni Yisrael. Shu'tar milichonisham mitzarayim, and machni Yisrael is referred to as makim tar because it is pure from a mitzara entering inside of it. From here we see that Kachim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in the whole city of Yerushalayim, because the whole city of Yerushalayim has had a din of the Machane Yisrael. And the reason why the Machane Yisrael is called Makam Tar is because it was tar from a Mitzara entering inside of it. Over here it mentions Banois. You and your sons get a portion. But your daughters do not get a chelek. But if you give them a portion, they may eat it. By the chaz of a shoik. Maybe you might think that the daughters of the Kehanim also get a portion. That's why the Pasuk says, Ki chok cho v'chok ponecho. It is a portion for you and your children, nitnu, that it was given. Chok lebonim v'en chok lebonos. A portion is given to the sons, but not to the daughters. But if you want to give them a piece of your portion, then they may eat kachim kal. When it says truma and tnufa, it is an expression of waving and lifting them up, because the chaz v'shoik had to be waved and lifted. Tnufa is meilech umevi. Tnufa means waving back and forth. Truma is mala umarid, lifting it up and down. So Rashi v'lama chilken akasa truma b'shoik u'tnufa b'chaza. Why does the Torah say truma by shoik and tnufa by chaza? Lo yadanu. We do not know. Sheshneim b'harama uvanafa. Both of them need to be lifted and waved. Al ishe achalovim, the chaz v'shoik were placed on top of the fats. Mikan, we see from here, shachalovim lamato. The fats were on bottom, b'shas tnufa, at the time of waving. V'yishav mikrois, shalach chishu zezeh, and to answer the contradiction of psukim, in order that they should not contradict each other, kvar pirashti shloshtam mitzav etzaharen, I have already explained them in Tzav etzaharen, in Parsha Sav, that, depending on what stage of that void that we are referring to, that will tell us if the chazois were on top or if the chelev were on top.